In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go." Around 10 years ago, and around this time in the morning, I was at a bus stop. Like the other people standing there, I was waiting, not surprisingly, for a bus. It was a hot day, and I was in an unfamiliar place. I wasn't sure if I was at the right bus stop or if I'd got the time right, but nonetheless, I waited. I've taken many buses in my life, but on the morning in question, I wasn't going to the shops or going into town to meet friends. The bus stop in question was in Jerusalem, and I was heading to Bethany. I was heading to Bethany to see the tomb of Lazarus. Bethany has become so associated with Lazarus that the Arabic name of the town, which is in the West Bank, is now Al-Azariah, the place of Lazarus. When we got to the site, my friend and I, like countless pilgrims before and after us, entered the tomb. Despite the damp and the dark, there was a sense of thrill of being somewhere that holds such a place in the narratives of Jesus' life and ministry, the place at which Jesus calls his friend forth from the grave, and in so doing astounds those who saw what happened. The story of the raising of Lazarus is such a well-known one that his name has passed into the cultural lexicon. It's surely one of the most famous of all the things that Jesus did. And yet, like a number of such events, it only appears in John's Gospel. There is no raising of Lazarus in Matthew, Mark, or Luke, and yet here it comes flowing from John's pen. There is much mystery surrounding John and his gospel, but one thing appears to be certain. He didn't do things by accident. He didn't include things in his gospel randomly. Every stroke of his pen, every recorded action of Jesus, every place Jesus went, every person he spoke to is retold for a reason. And for John, that reason is Jesus. As well as recounting the things Jesus did, John is absolutely focused on showing us who Jesus was. It's for this reason that many of what are known as miracles in other gospels are in John explicitly called signs. At the wedding at Cana, another story that only appears in John, the water isn't turned into wine as a clever after-dinner trick. It's a sign to show us something about Jesus. And in the same way, the extraordinary raising of Lazarus isn't simply an impressive feat of conjuring. It's given to us also to show who Jesus is. When he hears about Lazarus' death, Jesus famously weeps. Why does he cry? He knows he's about to raise him to life, surely. Nonetheless, he weeps for his friend. He goes to the tomb, Lazarus is raised, and Jesus continues towards his ultimate destiny. The raising of Lazarus fuels plots to kill Jesus, and a few days after this story, he will be entering Jerusalem on a donkey, walking the road to his passion, death, and resurrection. And so this story of the raising of Lazarus is, in a sense, a prefiguring of all that lies ahead and an encapsulation of all that Jesus is. We see Jesus as fully human, just as vulnerable to the emotional torments of grief as the rest of us. And we see Jesus as fully divine, able to call a man back from the dead with the command of his voice. And we see Jesus freeing Lazarus from what has bound him. This is not just a magic act. It is not just there to show off Jesus' power in an earthly sense. It shows that God has power over death, yes. It also shows us that he uses it to set us free because he loves us. Today, we keep All Saints Sunday. It is an opportunity to rejoice in the many who have gone before us in the faith, the heroes of the faith whose names we know and who have their own saints' days, and also those whose lives of devotion might have got less notice, but who nonetheless make up the rich and beautiful fabric of the company of heaven. Those who, like Lazarus, have been transformed by their encounter with Jesus. Those from whom we have inherited the faith. Those whose examples speak to us. Those in whose footsteps we seek to follow. Because it doesn't stop with them. We, like them and like Lazarus, are invited into an encounter with Jesus. Just as Jesus stood in the door of that tomb and called Lazarus out, so God has called to his saints across the ages, and so he calls to us. Calls to us from his heart of love, wanting us to be raised into new life and set free from all that binds us. Unbind him and let him go, says Jesus. Lazarus is set free to do whatever it is that comes next for him. We don't know how long he lived for after this story, but we know his story wasn't over. God still had work for him. God still had joy for him. As we contemplate the saints in glory, as we seek to follow their example in following Christ, let us prayerfully look to God to transform us ever more closely into his likeness. And let us remember that what God wants for each of us is for us to be set free, to live life in all its fullness. Let our prayer be to the one who called each of his saints by name, who called Lazarus forth from the tomb, and who knows each one of us just as closely. Lord Jesus, unbind us and let us go forward into the joy you wish for us. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints.